Parents of first graders at New York City elite school enraged over masturbation sex ed video. By Dr. Susan Berry on May 31, 2021. Parents of first grade children at the exclusive New York City Dalton School were enraged when they discovered their children were shown a sex ed cartoon video in which young children talked about touching themselves for pleasure, a report at the New York Post revealed. The video, below, created by digital media platform Amaze, supposedly intends to teach that bodies are private and that children should learn the proper words for private body parts instead of cute or funny names, but then includes a segment in which a little boy character asks the adult, "Hey, how come my penis gets big sometimes and points up in the air?" "That's called an erection," the adult character replies. "Sometimes, I touch my penis because it feels good," the boy continues in the video. "Sometimes, when I'm in my bath or when mom puts me to bed, I like to touch my vulva," adds the little girl character. "You have a clitoris there, Kayla, that probably feels good to touch the same way Keith's penis feels good when he touches it," the adult says. "But, have you ever noticed that older kids and grown-ups don't touch their private parts in public?" she asks.
They don't?" the boy asks.
"That's right, Keith. It's okay to touch yourself and see how different body parts feel. But it's best to only do it in private," the adult states. According to the Post, parents who pay $55,000 tuition annually at the Dalton School initially expressed concern to school officials last fall when they heard about the sex ed curriculum including references to masturbation. They complained to school administrators, but were told they had simply misinterpreted what Dalton's now notorious health and wellness educator Justine Agfonte, who last month led a controversial and explicit porn literacy workshop at another elite prep school, was teaching. But after the Post's expose last week on the porn class, Dalton parents bombarded the school with more complaints about Fonte's curriculum, sources told the Post. Fonte has reassured parents that she does not use the word masturbation in class, and that her lessons teach kids not to touch themselves in public, the report noted. In the lesson on consent, one parent complained that while teaching children how to protect themselves from abuse is valuable, the program went too far in suggesting to children parents and grandparents should ask them for permission to hug them. "Literally, parents are supposed to say to their kids, 'May I hug you?'" one parent told the Post. Fonte's lessons on gender cover gender assigned at birth, gender identity, and expression. "Kids have no less than 5 classes on gender identity. This is pure indoctrination," one Dalton mother reportedly said. "This person should absolutely not be teaching children." Ironically, she teaches kids about consent, yet she has never gotten consent from parents about the sexually explicit and age-inappropriate material about transgender to first graders. "We are not confused," said another parent, referring to the attempt by school administrators to pacify them by informing them they had misinterpreted what their children were learning. "We are in fact just seeing very clearly for the first time what a progressive education really means at Dalton," the mother said. The fact that the school then gaslit parents into thinking we are confused is abysmal. In December, faculty members at the Dalton School issued an 8-page manifesto, the demands of which included sweeping changes in personnel, academic curriculum, and the ways in which Black students are to be treated differently in discipline matters and assessing academic performance. The document included statements that direct all administrators, faculty, and parent volunteers to undergo yearly anti-racist training, and that demanded all of Dalton's administrators and staff produce public anti-racism statements. Jim Best, who heads the school, announced in April he is resigning after pushing what parents refer to as an obsessive and wildly inappropriate social justice agenda, which even included reenactments of racist cops in science classes, according to the Post. In a statement to the Post, a Dalton spokesperson said the sex ed videos shown to the young children align with nationally recognized methodologies and standards. "We consistently review our health curriculum, making sure that the content is developmentally appropriate and, if necessary, we adapt our curriculum accordingly," the spokesperson added. As Breitbart News reported in March 2020, immediately after most of the nation's schools closed down due to the coronavirus pandemic, Amaze launched an at-home sex ed video series on Facebook to teach children virtually that, among other things, watching porn is normal.
Amaze touts it offers children medically accurate and age-appropriate information. Among the organization's offerings for at-home sex ed is a new series called #AskAmaze. Our first video covers the much-asked question, is it normal to watch porn? Amaze announces, and, in the video, answers the question with a resounding yes. Lots of people watch porn, the narrator continues. After all, it's right there and it's free. And anyway, many people are curious about this sex stuff. The only negative aspect of porn Amaze mentions in the video is that porn is not real. It's just a fantasy like superheroes movies, the narrator explains. Bodies don't look like those in porn movies. The left-wing Sexuality Information and Education Council of the United States, SIECUS, has advocated for Amaze's programs on equitable, inclusive sex ed. Since 2015, SIECUS has partnered with abortion industry giant Planned Parenthood and LGBTQ activist groups such as GLSEN and the Human Rights Campaign, HRC, to lead comprehensive sex ed programs in schools throughout the country. Amaze partners with International Planned Parenthood Federation, the UN Population Fund, Queer Lexicon, and reproductive health advocacy organization, Advocates for Youth. On Amaze's website is a New York Times op-ed by Peggy Orenstein from March 2016 that assails abstinence or risk avoidance sex education, the public health approach to sex ed. President Obama is trying, finally, in his 2017 budget to remove all federal funding for abstinence education. Orenstein wrote, advocating for speaking to children often about sex, to normalize it, and integrate it into everyday life.